You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
I'm Chip, and this is the December 9th edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Okay, for the benefit of my few listeners who haven't yet seen or read about The Waters of Mars, I'm not going to spoil the episode for you, but I am going to give you a little bitty hint. There's something seen early in the special that becomes vital to the solution. Okay, so that's hardly a spoiler. That's been the modus operandi for much of the series since 2005. The Russian playwright Anton Chekhov wrote that if you see a gun on the mantle in the first act, it must be fired in the third act of the play, or something like that. Well, Chekhov's gun is a point mainly about the economy of storytelling. Don't throw anything in early if you're not going to use it later. But most people generalize Chekhov's gun as a recommendation for using foreshadowing. And that's one of Russell T. Davies' favorite tools. Check out the 3D specs in Army of Ghosts, the Archangel Network in The Sound of Drums, and especially check out the Hand in a Jar in Torchwood Series 1 and appearing throughout Series 4 of Doctor Who. Now, unless I miss my guess, and I haven't got the writer's tale yet to confirm, but I think that RTD figures out his big idea for the ending and then works backward to seed it. That's playing fair, and that keeps me from taking offense over such fan-reviled things as the Doctor's Second Coming and The Last of the Time Lords. You know, the psychic Archangel Network had been established. Or the regeneration head fake that leads to a clone in Journey's End. I will say, though, that this Chekhov's sonic screwdriver approach is edging toward formulaic storytelling. It's a pattern and a structure that you can see in Russell T. Davies' scripts too easily. And that's one reason to look forward to a new showrunner. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 9th. Thanks for listening. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, and on Facebook, look for the 2-Minute Time Lord fan page. I'll be seeing you.